Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue a focus on living a thankful life, this week we're looking at things to be thankful for, and much of this week will be things that we're thankful for, both in the lives of others as well as in our own life. And today we're talking specifically about being thankful for changed lives. And what an incredible gift we have to be able to live a life that's different from what we used to live. And to be able to see the work of God, not only in our own life, but in the lives of others. In Romans chapter 6, verse 17, Paul writes, he says, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted." And I hope the video is working well. I keep getting these error messages. Had gone about a week without seeing those, and I get distracted way too easily, so it would probably be helpful if I take my glasses off so I can't read those messages and just keep going. Anyhow, we're back. Sorry about that. But being thankful for changed lives. And Paul writes, and the fascinating part to remember is that the heart of Paul's writings, well, the audience was the church. It was those that had come to faith in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we look at the New Testament, we look at the epistles, the letters of the New Testament, much of it written by Paul, and we think about it as instructions for those, well, that do not yet belong to Christ. And while there are those messages within it, much of it is directed specifically towards those that are part of the church that he's writing to. And when he writes the Romans, he's writing to a group of people that have come to know Jesus. And I think about that sometimes when he describes people, and I think about the reaction that we would get in many times today if we would address church congregations as forcefully as what Paul addressed those that he would write to. Talk about acknowledging those that gather as formerly being slaves to sin. It's in this context that we recognize that God's love for us. Here we go. I keep getting these error messages and my digital recorder isn't on. It's a fun morning. But we recognize as we pray about being thankful for changed lives, I think at the heart of it, we have to stop and recognize that our life has been changed. And whether we want to admit that we were once slaves to sin, God says that's the truth. That when we lived outside of relationship with Jesus, we lived under the dominion of this world. And And it was this sinful flesh that we embody, this mind that desires to please itself, that was in charge. And I think it's I think it's an important thing to remember that our life, we may know many areas that we ought to improve, but our life has been changed. But as Paul writes, he's thankful for the changed lives of those he's writing to. There's places where he talks about the change of his own life, and he's definitely thankful for that. But what happens to our relationship with others when we grow in thankfulness for their changed life? When we recognize they may not be what they will be, they may not be what we want them to be, they may not be yet what God has created them and designed them to be fully, but when they come into Christ, they have been changed. And when we learn to be thankful for the changed lives of people around us who are pursuing a life in Christ, who are no longer slaves to sin, doesn't mean we no longer sin. But sin no longer has dominion over us. It no longer is the controlling aspect of how we do life and why we do life. And it's in that regard that we can come and we can be thankful. And when we do sin, we know we have one who goes to the Father on our behalf. And these error messages are constant today. But we go to the Father in confidence because of Jesus. And we realize that we're not enslaved to that any longer. We're not entrapped by it. We can turn and walk away from it. And we ought to live with this great thankfulness that God has set us free through the blood of Jesus. And he has set free those that come to him. And I believe when we learn to be thankful for changed lives, we begin to learn to be greater encouragers. As we help others to grow in that changed life. God's desire is that we live in community and in shared citizenship of his kingdom, not just sometime in the distant future when we all get to heaven, but now. And as kingdom citizens, we look out for one another. And there are people that you will encounter, not just today as you go about your normal weekday routine and activities, but there are people that you will encounter on any given Sunday morning or church gathering event that you go to that likely believe that no one cares. They're present in order to worship God. Their desire is to honor him, but they come and go and have never heard someone be thankful for them. And they've never had anyone express a thankfulness for their changed life. In fact, they may come and go and all they hear are whispers of how they haven't changed enough. Maybe you're one of those. And if that's what people hear, that's a rather discouraging thing. I wonder what would happen if we would spend time. It's one of the reasons I'm spending multiple weeks on this idea of thankfulness. It's a season that people are thinking about being thankful. But it's also a season that a greater level of thankfulness is needed. People are weary. People are tired. People are up in arms at each other and divided over everything that you can imagine. And we kind of dig in our heels and we take sides and we quit listening and we just yell louder and louder. And that's where we're at as a nation, and we need to hear someone. Everyone needs to hear someone say, I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful for your changed life. And I'm thankful that your life continues to change, not into the image that I want it to be, but into the image of Christ. Not an image that necessarily matches me, but one that matches Jesus. So today, I am thankful for those that tune in and listen to these broadcasts. Those who are living a changed life. Whether you're living it perfectly according to your view or not, none of us are. But just the fact that you've come to Jesus, you've allowed him to wash away your sins, you've chosen to no longer be a slave to sin, but to live a changed life. I'm thankful that you've made that decision. I'm thankful that your changes are a continuous thing. And I'm thankful that God has extended his grace and his mercy and has given us his Spirit to help us to grow. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to be thankful for the changes that God has brought into your life. And recommit to being thankful. Not just being thankful, but recommit to it expressing a thankfulness for the changed lives of others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible that you take us as we come and refuse to leave us as we are. You give us a changed life. You put your Spirit in us. Your word tells us, as Peter preached that day of Pentecost, that those were cut to the heart and wanted to do something. Their command, their instruction was to repent, to be baptized, every one of them, that they would have their sins forgiven and be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Father, thank you that you've given us such a gift. And in that process, you begin to change our life. You make an immediate change in that we are no longer slaves to sin because our sin has been forgiven. But your Spirit moves in and dwells within us and helps us to live a changed life. And helps us to grow in the changes that we need to make. Father, I'm thankful for the changes that you continually bring into my life. And I'm thankful for the changed lives of the people around me. People who walk this path on earth as imperfectly as I do in one degree or another, and yet no longer live as slaves to sin. Who seek the good that you've given them to do. Who live for you rather than self. Who now listen to your voice, the voice of their master, the voice of your word which you've given us. God, today as we live life, may you help us to live in such a way that we can notice those changes. We can notice them in our own life, we can notice them in the lives of others, and we can be thankful. And out of that thankfulness that we find ways to continue to grow, that we challenge ourselves and others to press on. May we never lose sight of the thankfulness that we ought to live with. So, Father, today, I'm thankful for the changed lives that you bring, that you make the opportunity for us to have, that you set us free from that master of sin so that we can freely choose to obey you. And Father, may our thankfulness today be such that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.